Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about cutting the low maintenance crap, raising those standards, caring more about yourself, maintaining yourself, the way that other people maintain you. One of my favorite sayings ever is, not sayings, but like quotes ever, is from Friends when Monica's like, "But don't you think that I'm high maintenance? Like everyone says that I'm so high maintenance." And Chandler's like, "You are high maintenance, but I like maintaining you." And that is the energy that we are looking for. And that is the energy that we are serving up in today's episode. So I'm excited to get into all that. For those of you who are watching on Spotify or on YouTube, you may notice that I have a new chair and I'm very excited about it. So I wanted to just talk about it because I got that freaking viral crisscross chair that I have seen, honestly, since TikTok Shop like came out in the first place. I feel like it was one of those like OG items on there that everybody was posting about, unless it was just me. I don't know if no one else like knows about it, but I saw it a million times. I never needed it. It never served a purpose for me, so I never got it. Fast forward to now, moving with my fiance, who thinks very man-like, let's just say that, we got like a typical standard computer chair. Beforehand, I was using a chair that I had at home, which we now have in the living room. It's like, it's like a little setup. Like I have a little like corner of chairs with like a little table in between them. It's like a cute chair, but it's wide. So I was able to fit my legs up on the chair and I loved having it at my desk in the past. And now once I made this change, I'm like, what is this chair? It's terrible. It's meant to be like comfortable as a computer chair because it is a standard office chair. Like this is what someone would use at work, but it's not wide. I can't pick my legs up. Like it's just not the vibe. And the wheels are way too wheely. So like it moves like crazy. If I move my arms, the wheels move. It's the most bizarre thing. So I push the chair over to the side. He could use that chair when he sits at the computer. But when I'm at the computer and it's my time to shine, I need to be comfortable. So I am going to have this linked on my Amazon storefront and on my TikTok. So for those of you who don't have TikTok, you use TikTok Shop at all, this is linked on my Amazon storefront. And then for those of you who do like TikTok Shop, this will be on my showcase there. So and I'll have a video up on my page with it linked in general. So this one is like the fuzzy beige one. I love it. And I think I'm going to get the leather white one for my vanity in like my, you know, getting ready room. Because I was using this to get ready, but with the teddy like fuzzy material, I feel like once I get makeup on it, it'll be really hard to clean. So I think the leather will be easier. But yeah, I just had to share that because I feel like if you've been watching, you could probably tell that I've been uncomfortable. Like I just can't get comfortable when I'm recording and I feel like I'm always moving around. And now I just feel so at peace. And the wheels on this one don't move that easily. I don't even know how to explain it. Like their wheels, obviously they move, but they only move when I'm pushing the chair because I've been pushing the chair from computer to vanity back and forth. And that's the only time that the wheels move. But when I'm sitting, I can move my hands and whatever, and the chair ain't going anywhere. So this one gets a 10 out of 10 from me. Listen, if you shop it on my TikTok, obviously, or my Amazon, obviously I get commission from it, but just know that I was not paid to promote this, nor did I get this for free, okay? I paid for this chair. I bought it with my own money. So this is not a sponsored thing. This is not even a gifted thing. I genuinely recommend this chair and I'm really excited about it. Now I understand why it was viral for so long, so I'm quite excited. There's nothing like being comfortable, or like there's nothing worse than being uncomfortable, and there's nothing better than being comfortable when you got to get in the zone. Because I feel like when I've been recording, I'm like thinking about how uncomfortable I am, and it's taking away from my energy, from my vibe, from the quality of my work. And now we're here and we're thriving, and I'm excited. So with all of that being said, the title of today's episode is There Is No Reward for Being Low Maintenance. Why? Because you quite literally get nothing out of being low maintenance. Now, let me just say this. If you prefer that lifestyle, if you genuinely don't care, you genuinely have no interest, it does not affect you whatsoever being, you know, low maintenance, then fine. Rock with it. This episode might not be for you. I'm not gonna sit here and force anyone to be high maintenance if you just don't care to be. Like, if you don't care about having low standards, then first of all, I don't even know how you enjoy this show, because my whole entire shtick is about raising your standards. But yeah, like, this episode either A, isn't for you, or B, may open your mind to changing it up. You know what I mean? So here's the thing. I find that a lot of girls think that there is a benefit or a reward to being the chill girl. Like, I don't want to ask for too much. I don't want him to think that I'm naggy or annoying or that I'm needy or that, like, you know, nothing is ever good enough. It's easier and better for our sake if I'm just the chill girl. And what happens when you are that girl is that more often than not, you end up in situationships that never turn into serious committed relationships because you accept and make it seem like it's okay to just hook up with no strings attached. You make it seem like it's okay to not have labels. You're like, yeah, like, I'm happy with this. Like, you convince yourself that you're on the same page even when you're not. And so what happens after all that is that then you're wondering why so much time has passed and there's been no progress. We're not moving forward. We're not getting closer. We're still not committed. He still hasn't asked me to be his girlfriend. That is because you will get absolutely nothing out of being the chill girl, being, you know, low maintenance, when you require nothing from anybody. And it all starts with how you take care of yourself, right? It all starts with how you maintain yourself. For me, I've always considered myself to be a high maintenance person because I do put that effort into taking care of myself. And there are certainly times where I don't. There are certainly times where I just can't be bothered, and that's, you know, perfectly fine. But for the most part, what I always had or have in the back of my head is like, what I put out into the world is what I'm going to get back. And let it be known that maintenance, like high maintenance, is not a bad thing. There's always like so many different examples. I think that there was one about, like, say that you get a nice sports car. Like, if you get a nice car, okay, let's say that your car requires diesel gas, like really expensive, nice gas. Are you gonna put cheap gas in it just because it's cheaper? No, of course not. This really nice thing that you got requires this level of care. And that goes for anything in life. Whatever you get, if you get a really expensive wool coat or sweater or whatever the case is, and let's not take a page out of my book, because let me tell you something, there have been a couple of times where I have shrunk my clothing. Why? Because say you get that really nice wool sweater, you can't put that in the washer and dryer. It's going to come out shaped, sized for a newborn. It was once a medium adult woman size, and now it is a 6 to 9 month toddler sweater because you did not maintain it properly. You did not take care of it properly. You just went the lazy, easy route because you thought it would be more convenient than taking it to the dry cleaner. If you take it to the dry cleaner, you got to pay for it. You got to get in the car and go. You have to spend more time and effort making it happen as opposed to just staying home, using the detergent and the washer and dryer you already have, so you're not paying extra for it. You don't got to get in the car, so you don't have to take the time to get, you know, go drive to where you got to go. It's just easier. But then you ruined the wool sweater that clearly said on the label, like, don't put this in the machine, don't wash it, dry clean only, right? So maintenance is simply a form of care. That's all it is. And I had to learn this once, like years ago too, because I used to think like, if something is high maintenance, it had a negative connotation to it. That's how everybody made it sound, right? But then as you get older, as you mature, you realize the more low maintenance you are, the less you get. And then you sit around wondering, like, why am I not receiving the best? Why am I not being treated the best? Why am I not doing the best or having the best results? Because you are not requiring it. And so being high maintenance, having high standards, it is nothing more than requiring the treatment that you desire, the treatment that sets your soul on fire and that makes you feel the best. There's always been that saying, I know I've said it a million times, like the way you love yourself teaches others how to love you. So again, if you are that chill girl where nothing bothers you and it's all good, that's always what you're going to receive. People will see you as, oh, she wouldn't care. Like say that someone was about to cancel on you, let you down, disappoint you. And, you know, they confide in someone else who knows you. Like someone says, oh, you know, like I had plans with Victoria. This is just a random example. I had plans with Victoria and it's really last minute, but I have to cancel. And say, Victoria, we're going to pretend it's not me because this could never be me. But say this person, Victoria, never, ever, ever stands up for herself, never defends herself, never like, and it's not about just like being confrontational because not everyone's confrontational, but you never speak up, you know, you never advocate for yourself. So you're the type of person that may tend to get walked all over. You're the type of person that people think they could just take advantage of. And so, you know, that person tells someone, I got to cancel on Victoria last minute. And they're like, oh, she won't care. She never cares about that stuff. Like she'll be fine. And then, you know, they cancel on you. And that's exactly how you are. You're like, oh, no big deal. Even though you're upset, even though you care, even though it does bother you, you make everything seem like it doesn't bother you because you don't want to be a burden. You don't want to bother people. You don't want to sound, like I said, annoying, naggy, like you're asking for too much, blah, blah, blah. Asking for proper respect, asking for proper communication is never asking for too much. It's never asking for too much to say, why didn't you tell me you had to cancel yesterday instead of wasting my time today and letting me plan my day around this and getting ready? Like, why do you think it's okay to waste my time? That happens when you're the type of person who allows this treatment from people. And so especially when it comes down to, you know, relationships and friendships, if people don't think that anything matters to you or that you would care whatsoever or that, and just that, yeah, you're the type of girl that like, yeah, like it's all good. Like she won't be bothered by it. That's what you're always going to get. So that's why when girls come to me saying, you know, my relationship or whatever situationship has not progressed, he told me X, Y, Z, but like say the actions don't match, what do I do? It's like, well, let's really think about this here. You're accepting words and you're accepting words. You're accepting a lack of action because it's easier than requiring that person to show you the action, because requiring it would look like A, either having to have like a real serious sit down conversation about it, or B, ending things with that person. Because this is what I require. So it's not just about talking the talk, it's about walking the walk. If I require this thing, then we're going to have a serious conversation and I need to make it clear to you that this is what it's going to be moving forward. Or B, I'm going to have to tell you like, you're out, you know, three strikes, you're out of my life. But it's also really important that we keep in mind that people are not just mind readers. So when you do accept this, you know, lack of effort from people, they're going to continue to do that because you made it clear that it's okay to do that. Unless there's only the exception of when that person is the type of person who makes more effort in general. Because of course, there are the exceptions to the rule where it's like, yeah, I'm really low maintenance and it doesn't matter because my man met me and was obsessed with me and fell in love with me off the bat. So he gives me top notch, you know, top shelf treatment without me even having to ask. Yeah, absolutely. there are plenty of, you know, men and or even friends, just people out there in general who are just that type of person anyway. So no matter how high or low maintenance you are, whenever you come across people like that, they're just going to give you the best treatment because that's just who they are. That's just how they treat people. And that's great. When you find that diamond in the rough, don't let them go. Hold on to those people because those are good people. Those are generous, caring people that you want to have in your life. But in any case, like I was saying, people are not mind readers. So I cannot stress enough how important communication is. I cannot stress enough how crucial it is to advocate for yourself, to let it be known what is important to you and what matters to you, because people are not just going to assume it. People are not just going to know it, especially when this is your first time, say, meeting someone. Say that you're single and dating and you're just like meeting someone, you know, that's practically a complete stranger, you know, first, second, third date. You have to say no to the things that don't meet your standards and let it be known what would meet your standards. And this could even be prefaced from your dating prompts, like your dating profile prompts, you know, like whatever you call it. If you have a dating profile, say Hinge, and there's those prompts there. I feel like I'm talking like an old lady. I can't even think of what the right words are, but there's like the prompts, a little message blurbs thing that you put there. Use them wisely. I always thought it was important to not use the like funny prompts. Like, but that's also just me. Like some people, like humor is very important to them. So they're looking for a funny guy. I was never looking for a funny guy. I was looking for a guy that could make me laugh, but that doesn't mean he's a funny guy. Let me just say, my fiance is not the funny guy. He's a very shy guy. So he's not a funny guy, but yeah, we make each other laugh just because obviously we're obsessed with each other. Like that's just what you do. So I always thought that it was important to take the prompts seriously, use them to your advantage. It is your 30-second like cover letter, you know? If you're applying for a job, you're putting the cover letter out there. You want to let them know, right? Your experiences, your resume, your requirements, what you're looking for, what your skill set is, like blah, 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 blah. So I always thought it was important to use dating apps the same way. On the prompts, put what you like. Put what you're looking for. So there's one that I've always shared. I remember this one in particular because I used to have it on my profile and I always shared it on like TikToks and on, you know, episodes of For the Girls. It would be like, I can't remember what the exact prompt said, but I think it said like the key to making me happy or the way to win me over, something along those lines of what I was looking for. But I know that I wrote, whatever the original thing is, I know that I wrote, I like sushi, seafood, and a man with a plan. So I made it clear, like I was looking for a man with a plan who could take me, book reservations, take me out, sushi or seafood, that's what I like. So I was always like upfront with shit like that. And then I feel like on the other prompts, I also put things like, also along the lines of what I was looking for. So I know that there was something where I had put like a gentleman, like whatever it was. Like I made it clear that I was looking for a masculine man. I was looking for a man who could lead, a man who's a gentleman, a man who's more traditional. So, and, you know, a man who makes the freaking plans. I literally said on it, I like a man with a plan. There was no gray areas, no confusion. Everything was in black and white on my page. You knew what I was looking for. I did not use those prompts to say what TV show I like or what song I like. Like, it just is not my vibe. Everybody is totally different. But for me, I think that especially when you're using dating apps, you can take that time to preface, like don't even come barking up my tree if we are not on the same page and you cannot deliver. If you cannot provide, if you are not an action taker, then don't even bother. So doing that will already set the tone of like, I am high maintenance. Like I do require effort. So guys will not even bother you if they see your thing and they're like, oh, this girl is too much for me. Fine. Bye. If I'm too much, go find less. I do not care. So that's a good thing. But then in general, communicating with them, say that it's not a dating app. Say that you meet someone, you're having a conversation, and they offer to, you know, they ask to take you out and they ask to take you to drinks and say that you're not a drinker. Like for me, I never, ever, ever accepted a date of just drinks. I only ever accepted dinner dates. I never accepted a coffee date. I never accepted like a walk date. I never accepted drinks. None of that shit ever was gonna fly with me. I only ever accepted dinner. And so whenever like even a guy had asked me to like meet him for a juice, some shit like that one day, like, yeah, I'm gonna go meet you at 12 o'clock to go get a green juice. Like, no, that's okay. I could do that on my own time. So I remember that I had said to him, a juice date isn't really my vibe, but something like, but if dinner, wait, let me, I'm trying to go back into the archive. I know I said a juice date isn't really my vibe, but if dinner is an option, I would reconsider. I think it's been a while, guys. Okay. I'm very far removed from that past, but I know that I said some shit like that. Like if dinner is an option, then I'd reconsider. Or if dinner is on the table, then I'd reconsider. Something along the lines of like, I will not accept a juice date, but I will accept a dinner date, bare minimum. And so that was the kind of vibe like I would, and that was not a dating app person. That was someone that I actually met, you know, in person. This was way back when I was living in Miami. So it didn't matter how you met someone. Say no to things that don't meet your standards and let it be known what does meet your standards and what you are looking for and what you require. And this is really big with like boundaries and whatnot. Even saying yes to plans or a date in general before knowing what it is something that I always advocate against. So for example, a guy asks you if you're available on Friday, but doesn't say for what. He doesn't say, are you available Friday? I was thinking of taking you to this restaurant. If he just says, are you available on Friday? Don't just be like, yeah, anything. You want to take me rock climbing? Sure, sounds good. Like if you say yes, and then they turn around and say, cool, I was thinking about taking you paintball gun shooting. Like, it's like, wait, what? No, that, like, you know? So whenever someone would ask if you're free, and I don't care if this is a friend, I don't care if this is a coworker, I don't care if this is someone that you're dating, I don't care who it is. I never, ever, ever tell somebody that I'm free without knowing what they had in mind. So I would reply and say, depends. What'd you have in mind? Let them tell you what they were thinking about before you agree to plans. Because you need to know if this is worth your time. You're high maintenance. You care about yourself. You care about your time. You care about the things that you put effort into. So act like it, right? So again, are you free on Friday? Depends. What'd you have in mind? Let them tell you what they have in mind, and then you decide yes or no. It's that simple. If they say, you know, oh, I don't have any plan in mind, I was just seeing if you're free first, and then we could take it from there. Nar. So even to that, I would say, well, let me know what you're thinking, and I'll let you know if I'm free. Period. Let me know what you're thinking and I'll let you know if I'm free. They don't need to know that you're free. You could say, I have things going on, but I'll see, you know, what I could do. I'll see if I can make time for this. I have some things going on, but let me know what you have in mind and I'll let you know if I can make it work. If somebody actually wants to see you, then they're gonna come correct, right? So I think that it's very important that you value yourself and that you value your time. And these are all practices that you should be doing with or without anybody involved, taking care of yourself. Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? you can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. I was today years old when I found out that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic, and I never moved faster in my life to make a switch in my daily routine. So I found LifeStraw, which is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, PFAS, and improves the taste of your tap water. I personally had no idea how contaminated bottled water can be, but I always feel so guilty constantly restocking so much plastic in my house. So I always drank tap water, but my fiance would never because, to put it bluntly, he thinks it tastes gross. Now that we've been using LifeStraw, I feel so much better and guilt-free knowing I'm drinking safe water, and my fiance actually thinks the improved taste has been such a game changer that now he drinks it too. And it was seriously the easiest change I ever made. So goodbye, microplastics, bacteria, and gross-tasting water. No more nasties. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off of the purchase of any LifeStraw home product at lifestraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. If you know me, then you know how much I love the finer things in life, but there is nothing I love more than luxury at an affordable price. That's why I'm always talking about how much I love Quince. It's my go-to shop for luxury essentials for less. From 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from only $50 to washable silk tops and organic cotton sweaters, truly no one else compares. And by the way, I have that Mongolian cashmere sweater in 4 colors: black, brown, ivory, and camel. So needless to say, I'm obsessed, and yes, you will be too. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, so they cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us, which of course we love. Aside from the sweaters, I have so many styles from Quince, including the washable stretch silk tee and the cotton crew neck tee, which are my absolute staple pieces for dressing up or dressing down a look. Everyone's always asking about my elevated basics because no one can ever find the perfect white tee to go with jeans for a daytime look or the perfect silky tee to go with other pants for a night out, and I recommend Quince every single time. I also love to style all of the tops that I have from them with their ultra stretch point ankle pants because they're dressier and thicker than a legging, but more versatile than trousers or jeans, and they look so good tucked into boots, which is my favorite style. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/forthegirls for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forthegirls to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/forthegirls. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, And even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
So that could even be like, you know, the self-care that you do, the beauty that, you know, beauty things like tips and cosmetics and whatever things that you do. For me, I'm really big on the hair situation. Lately, because I moved, I've been slacking, but always having clean hair is really important to me. The only reason why I've been slacking with this move is because every time that I'm doing any sort of furniture building or heavy lifting, manual labor, I end up sweating and I end up like a mess anyway. So that's why I've been a little laid back on that. But I believe that all of these things are like, it's how you present yourself. So when you present yourself as someone who doesn't care about your looks, someone who doesn't care about even your freaking hygiene at that point, then that's how you're presenting yourself and that's how you're going to feel about yourself. It's less to do with anybody else and it's more to do with how you feel about yourself and how you want to put yourself out and portray yourself, you know, out into the world. So for me, a big thing in regards to like being high maintenance, taking care of myself, is cleaning my hair. Do I wash my hair every day? No. Sometimes it's once a week, sometimes it's twice a week. And there have been a couple times where it's been three times a week, but even that is like, that's pushing it a little bit. So I'm not obsessively washing my hair, but I'm washing it every single time that it starts to look dirty, feel dirty, with the exception of when I say, you know what, I'm gonna slick it back. And it'll still look clean even when it's not, but it's important that my hair looks and feels clean. So there are times when, say I don't have the time to wash my hair. Maybe it's greasy, it's getting on that cusp of being dirty, but I have a really, really busy day and I just cannot invest, you know, an hour into taking care of blow drying, doing my hair and all that stuff. So instead, I slick it back nice and tight. I put gel so I don't have flyaways. I don't look like a grease ball. I just look slicked. To me, it's like the illusion of looking clean. That is very important in regards to maintenance. Otherwise, once my hair is greasy, it's getting washed because I don't like to perceive myself that way. I don't like to see myself looking, you know, out of whack. I don't like to see myself looking a little messed up. Also, skincare, very big, very important to me. My skincare is everything. I will not ever fall behind on that, because having clean and clear skin is very important to me. I've shared that I use the brand DMK. I've talked about that like a million times. I've been using it for years, since 2022, I think. I think this year might be 3 years, or 2021. No, 2022. Yeah, 2022 is when I started to use DMK. I've been on it now, will be like basically exactly 3 years. Changed my life, changed the game for me. And I will never slack with that because, again, it's important that I like the way that I perceive myself. And that's very important. I'm willing to invest hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of dollars into facials, skincare, skin treatments, whatever I have to do to really like the way that I look, because that is a form of maintenance that is very important to me. Again, this could mean different things for everybody, but I do find it important to really be happy with yourself, love the way that you look, take care of yourself. This could also go into other things like eating, you know, taking care of yourself and being high maintenance with your nutrition, with your meals, whatever it is, your supplements, your vitamins, all that kind of stuff. Another one for me would be like the way that I dress when I go out in public. Back in the day, I'd wear pajamas out. No problem. Like, I was okay with going out looking like a slob. Now I look back and I'm like, am I well? Like, why was I okay with putting my energy out into the world like that? Like, basically telling people, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about how I'm portrayed or how I'm perceived. I don't even care enough about myself to care about this. Like, none of this matters to me. I don't like that. And it's not to say, like, yeah, I care what everybody thinks of me. That's not the case at all. I really don't care in that sense of what people think about me, because people are going to judge anyway. Even when you're happy with the way you look, people are still going to judge. People are still going to have opinions. So quite frankly, it doesn't matter. What I do care is the energy that I put out into the world and the way that I show people how I love myself, the way that I show people how I care about myself. So I might not be going out every day with a full face of glam and my hair curled, because that's like, to me, listen, some people consider that the bare minimum, perfectly fine for those people. That to me is over the top. So I don't care about that. But what I do care about is always looking like I take care of myself and always looking like I love myself and I maintain myself. That is very important to me. And yes, it does affect the way people treat you. It's not to say people treat you better based on looking better, because I don't necessarily think it or see it that way. It's just to say that people handle you differently. People see you, going back to like I originally said, as someone who cares or someone who doesn't care. So all that stuff that I said is kind of like surface level and materialistic. But it all trickles down even to the deeper things, like the way that you stand up for yourself, the way that you advocate for yourself, the way that you talk about yourself. Talking highly about yourself is very important. Getting rid of that negative self-talk. Always speaking, you know, highly to yourself and about yourself, and talking in favor of yourself, leading with your strengths instead of leading with your weaknesses. I feel like this is a really big one, because a lot of people have so many insecurities that really take over and really weigh heavily on them. And so it's just natural to talk about those things. Oh my God, my nose is so big. My hair is so thin. My blah, blah, blah. I've gained weight. Like, we let these insecurities fuck with us and get to our head. And so because they're right there on the top of your head at all times, sometimes we lead with them. Sometimes we bring them up. Even when the context like doesn't matter, we bring them up when we're making new relationships, when we're talking to friends. Insecurities come out when you let them take over your life. So it's really important, on the theme of this topic, to minimize that as much as you possibly can. To every single time that your negative self-talk, your negative mindset creeps up on you, to shut it down and to say, stop, I'm not doing that today. I'm not dealing with that today. I'm not letting that consume me and take over me today. Start focusing on your positive traits, your positive qualities, the things that make you confident, the things that you feel, you know, good and great about, and lead with that instead. And it, again, doesn't have to be anything surface level. It could be your characteristics, the things that make you you, the things that you're proud of, the things that you are, you know, passionate about, your hobbies, the sport that you do, the work that you do, the food that you cook, literally anything. Lead with that instead. And that confidence will portray like out into the world, onto others, radiate, and you will receive it back. Everything in life is our mirror. So if you are embodying confidence and putting confidence out into the world, that is what you are going to get back. I just started watching Love Island All Stars. I'm not caught up, so like I don't know what's happening lately, but I did watch the first few episodes, and I think where I left off was like Ekansu came in. If you guys don't know Love Island, just bear with me for a second. But Ekansu is like, she won Love Island years ago. And so now All Stars is like all the people who have been on the show, some winners, some not winners, but either way, just people from the past that went on to, you know, that are going back onto Love Island. And when Ekansu came in, every single person was like enamored with her. And what they all kept saying about her, guys, girls, everybody, was, wow, she's confident. Wow, her confidence is through the roof. Wow, you're really confident. Everybody was saying it. I don't know who was more in love with her, the guys or the girls. They were all talking about her confidence. And now what was happening? All the guys were giving her their attention because they're like, this is a woman who's confident, who knows what she wants, who is mature. You want to treat her the right way, you know? And then all the girls, not that they were talking like shit, they weren't necessarily talking negatively, but their insecurities are coming out, right? So they were all grouped together looking at her. Look at her body. Look at her confidence. Look at her aura. She just captivates you. She just, you know? And so I'm not saying that we're all going to be Ekansu on Love Island, you know, in this mini dress where her booty cheeks were sticking out. That's not what I'm saying. But you could be that girl no matter what. You could be that girl in a pair of sweatpants. You could be that girl in your small little hometown in, I don't know, Ohio, whatever. I'm making it up. You don't have to necessarily be a reality TV star to still put out that aura and that confidence of like, I am someone who knows what she wants and I won't settle. And she's not arrogant. She's not cocky and like loud in an obnoxious way. I always say confidence is quiet and cockiness is loud. So there's a difference to me. Like cockiness is bragging, again, being like arrogant and annoying and obnoxious and all that. That's that loudness of like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Confidence is silent. It's that quiet aura that shines through and precedes you. You don't have to say I'm confident. You just have to be confident. And all she was doing was stating her desires, what she's looking for. She was sure. She literally was saying like, I'm just sure of what I want. I'm sure of what I'm looking for. I'm sure of what I want in a man. I'm sure of myself, like XYZ. Like that's all it was. She wasn't sitting there saying like, yeah, I am confident. They were saying to her, you seem so confident. Your aura is magnetic. Your aura is captivating. And that's simply because of the way that she portrayed herself. She didn't just talk the talk. She walked the walk. She brought the energy into the room of like, I can't be fucked with. You can't treat me, you know, like shit. You can't walk all over me. I'm a woman who knows my worth, period. So that's simply all you have to be. A woman who knows her worth and a woman who treats herself like gold, a woman who treats herself the way that she wants to be treated by other people, a woman who loves herself the way that she wants to receive love from anyone and everything in the world. So that's really all that on that. I feel like I covered just about everything. However, I do have a Dear Victoria submission that I'm gonna get into now. That's right on topic, right on theme with this. So let's get into it. This is a good one. I think a lot of you girls are going to really relate and need to hear this one. Dear Victoria, I'm 31 and the guy I'm dating is 46. We've been seeing each other long distance since the end of September. He flies me out most of the time, and once he came to visit me and we went on a trip for my birthday to the Caribbean. Anyways, I noticed myself getting pushy toward the end of December as the 3-month mark came around. So as I'm reading this, we're almost now at the 5-month mark. He told me that he doesn't like labels, but at that age, I feel like it's ridiculous to say that. Yeah, man is pushing 50. AARP is right around the corner, but okay. Also, he's never been married, nor does he have kids. He lives in LA, so he goes out every weekend and parties. He has a great job, but his friend circle and his lifestyle is not the healthiest. It concerns me. And whenever I bring it up, he gets defensive. I tried distancing myself this past month because of his reaction to my "what are we" question. He did not like me being not responsive and short with him, and he called me out in an aggressive way. He did not come around trying to win me over. Each time I tell him what I need and what makes me happy, he says I'm complaining and nothing is ever good enough. I have a deep connection with this guy and genuinely do love him, and I know he does me, but it's like talking to a wall. What should I do? I tried breaking up with him last night in a soft manner, but he did not get the hint. Also, during our last trip 3 weeks ago, I came across a text to another girl that really disappointed me. I confronted him about it, and he said it was nothing, and he only mildly entertained it because we were in a bad place at the time. Oh my God, I hate this guy so much. He apologized and reassured me nothing was going on. I believe it was only texts, and it was mainly the girl coming onto him, but the fact he still entertained it hurt me and broke my trust. We've been exclusive and promise each other we are not sleeping with other people, but he is still hesitant to make me his girlfriend. He reassures me by saying if he wasn't serious about me, he wouldn't continue this long distance because there would be no point. What do you think of this and what should I do? I need some sense knocked into me. Oh my God. This is... Okay, let me start by saying, like I just said, I'm just going to reiterate, I hate this guy. So, like, off the bat, I'm not on his side. Like, there, I can't even give him the benefit of the doubt. He's 46. He's almost 50, and he's afraid of labels. And I am not, like, what is it that people call it? Like, ageist? I'm not, like, trying to be offensive toward anyone's age. I think if you're 46 and normal, cool. Like, that's actually quite young in the grand scheme of life. So, 46... and normal is one thing. 46 and acting 17 is not normal. And if you want to say that I'm being, you know, some ageist or whatever toward that person, 100% I'll take it. I will double down on it and I will not apologize because that is fucking crazy. First of all, let me tell you something. I talk so much about communication and how important it is to communicate, but there's one thing that I have said once before, but I have not stressed enough, and I'm going to stress it even more now, is that communication is not the goal. Comprehension is the goal. So communication is important, but if it falls on deaf ears, it does not matter. And like you said, it's like talking to a wall. So you are doing the right thing by communicating and expressing, but it does not matter. Because that's not the goal here. The goal is him comprehending what you're saying, understanding what you're saying, and giving a fuck about what you're saying and doing something about it. Changing his tune to give you what you need. So you're telling him what you need and what makes you happy, but I'm going to be honest, it doesn't matter. He's not hearing what you're saying and he's unable to provide what you need. Thank God that you sent this to me by only 5 months and not like 5 years, because it'd be really hard for you to get out of this. But I'm sorry, this relationship is so short term. You will get over this so quickly. It needs to end. Like, I cannot stress enough that it needs to end. You are wasting your time. And he is telling you without telling you that he is wasting your time. If he's hesitant to make you his girlfriend, what's the end goal here? Because if he's hesitant to make you his girlfriend, which costs him $0 and hardly much of an investment at all, then what do you think it's going to take for him to call you his wife, to make you his wife? This is a dead end to me. This is a disaster waiting to happen. I think you are going to end up the Rachel Kirkconnell in this situation. You are going to continuously get your time wasted. You are not going to get what you want out of it. You said to him, what are we? And then he didn't like give you the answer you were looking for. He got defensive. He got angry, whatever. Like, he did you a favor with that. Take that answer and run. Like, he basically told you exactly what you needed to hear. He actually did tell you exactly what you needed to hear, because it was going to be a yes or a no, and he gave you a no. So it's on you to take that information and decide what you want to do with it. So if you're looking for the label, you're looking for the commitment, you're asking the questions, what are we? Are we progressing? The answer was either going to be yes and all would be well and you're getting what you want out of it and now you can progress. Or the answer was going to be, I can't give you what you want. However he worded it doesn't matter. But if it's not the yes, then it's the no. And so again, it's your job to take that answer and do with it what you want. There is no such thing as trying to break up with someone or softly breaking up with someone. You have to just do it. And I'm talking to you like this because you asked for this. You said, I need some sense knocked into me. So knock, knock, okay? I am knocking on your head right now. I'm knocking on that door. Like, please hear me when I say all of this so seriously. This is your responsibility. This is your job. Why would he leave you if he is getting the benefits of having you without the requirements of taking care of you and providing for you and giving you what you need? And I'm not talking about materialistically, I'm talking about emotionally. Because materialistic things and these travel trips and going to the Caribbean, I don't even know how I say that word. I say it differently depending on my mood. Going away, tropical vacations, all that means nothing. Taking you on this vacation meant nothing and means nothing because you still were not fulfilled at the end of the day. You got to have fun, but what good is fun when you are unhappy? You are unsatisfied. You are unfulfilled. You could have fun with your friends. You can go to the Caribbean with your friends. You could do it with your parents. You could do this with anybody else in the world and be satisfied with your relationship with those people. So you're happy that you're doing these things because you're doing it with people that fill up your soul, like with the happiness, that give you what you need, as opposed to doing these things with a man that you cannot even get a girlfriend label out of. What is the point? There is none. His lifestyle is not the healthiest. Like, these are all red flags. And the other thing is, because you said, I know he loves me, I'm going to really give this to you straight. This is trigger warning, okay? He can love you and at the same time have no respect for you, because love and respect are not the same thing. So he might love you, but this email tells me he has no respect for you because you're telling him what you need and what would make you happy. And he's literally responding by saying, you're complaining and nothing is ever good enough. That's not true. That's manipulation. That is pure master manipulation. That is gaslighting. That is all the things to convince you that you are in the wrong here. Guess what? For the right person, you won't even have to ask, with the right person, you won't even have to ask these questions. With the right person, you don't have to ask, what are we? With the right person, you don't have to beg for commitment, because the right person will commit to you. The right person will agree, this situationship, long distance nonsense isn't good enough. It's not enough for me. It shouldn't be enough. That would never be enough for me. It's clearly not enough for you. So yeah, of course, I agree. This is not good enough. So what are you going to do about it? This is not a complaint. This is adult communication. This is how you express yourself. This is how, you know, you get your message across. Why is that a bad thing? What are you at fault for exactly? He, at the very least, could give you the respect and the decency of saying, I hear you. I understand. I'm struggling with my own personal thing. I have trauma. I have this problem where I need to say, A, go to therapy, or B, work on myself in general because I have a commitment issue. So it's not you, it's me. You are great. I do love you. I just have my own personal problems to work through. But I hear you. I understand what you need. Okay? That's healthy communication and healthy response. That's how somebody talks to you when they respect you. But this man lacks that respect. And that's why you're not getting that type of response. That's why you're getting defensiveness, aggressiveness, so on and so forth. I really you have to end this relationship. And there's no try, just do. Trying is lying. If I were to say, okay, there's a mouse, a computer mouse next to me. I'm going to try to pick up this mouse. I'm not just going to levitate my hand over it, right? And hope that I pick it up. I either pick it up or I put it down. I either do it or I don't. Trying is lying. Trying is excuse making. You either do something or you don't do something. So if you want to break up with him, you don't need to do it softly. You don't need to try to do it. You need to make it clear, I'm not accepting this shit anymore. I'm over this. I gave you 5 months of my time from September to February. If you're not sure about me in 5 months, then you're not going to be sure about me ever. How could you be with a man who entertains other women when you're in a bad place, like, okay, thanks. What if I'm on my period and I'm just having a bad day? Like, does that count too? Like, what is considered a bad place? I don't know. Won't give you a label. Has a toxic, concerning party lifestyle when he's at the age, his big age of 46, who's partying like he is 20. Like, the list goes on and on. And like you said, it's like talking to a wall. So, I mean, this man is certainly not the prize. Not at all. You have to cut the cord ASAP. I gotta stop because I'm just gonna keep going and I don't want to offend you. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I might have already done that. And so I apologize because it's never my intention. When I do this tough love stuff, please know that I'm heavy on the love. Because if I didn't love you, I wouldn't even care to give you this advice. I wouldn't even care to give you this feedback. I would say, girl, do whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. But because I do love you, emphasis on the love, that's why I do the tough. The tough comes from the love. So emphasis on the love. I'm sorry, though. My tough is a little aggressive sometimes. It's just who I am. I built a career off of it. Sue me. But yeah, that's it. I do love you and I appreciate that you wrote into me. I hope that you don't hate me by the end of this, but please, 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 please do yourself a favor. Please do me the favor. Do me the favor. I hope that this episode resonates with you in general, just all of it, even before I answered that question. But yeah, that is all we have for today because I just raised my blood pressure to 5 million and I need to bring it back down to earth. So maybe I'll go make something to eat now and simmer down. Maybe I'll go catch up on Love Island All Stars. That'll bring me back down to earth. But yeah, that is it for today. Thank you girls so much for listening. Until next time, girls.